Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. As the butterfly exhibit is showing off its wonderful painted ladies and the garden is experiencing the renewal of life, go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org, log on to your profile, and line up your tickets. Don't forget your mask and your reusable water bottle. The open space of the entrance atrium of the garden has a wonderful border of snowy white and bridal pink roses along the left side. That's just a little preview of the springtime blush spreading throughout the garden. These roses are Floribunda roses, so they have many flower buds on each branch. As you walk into the newly planted area around Palm Circle, look to your left and you see a stunning new carpet of osteospermum, more commonly known as the African daisy. It's filling in the area all to the left. There's also a wonderful pot of geranium in the entranceway, and while geranium may be a long-running garden standard, it's also one of the hardiest plants and the most reliable bloomers in the garden. In some cultures, it's called a crane's bill because the shape of the seed pod looks like a crane's bill. We see other examples of geranium in the garden. There's the really big, brilliant orange geranium bushes in the children's garden, various other colors of geraniums in the demonstration garden beds, and the really special Madeira Island geraniums also found in the demonstration beds and at the end of the promenade to the formal rose garden. If you walk Tram Road to the left and go to the Mediterranean Garden just to the side of the formal rose garden, you'll see a few large bushes of Jerusalem sage that are blazing with a buttery yellow bloom. These plants got their common name from sage plants because of the color and the structure of the leaves. However, they are not true sages. They're called phlomus, which is a branch of the mint family. They actually come in a lavender-colored flower as well, which is a plant native to Spain. If you walk across Tram Road to the Garden of the Senses, you'll notice the sweet scent of wisteria in the air and the beautiful pendulous blooms that cover the tendrils as the plant grows over the bench arbor. There's another huge tangle of wisteria that's worth the walk if you head out Tram Road toward the Arizona crossing. The scent is so powerful you don't even need to remove your mask to smell the sweetness in the air. On your way between wisteria, take a look at the gorgeous springtime plants that are in bloom. They're really India hawthorn, but they come in wonderful shades of pink on very pretty evergreen bushes. You should also take a peek under the pine trees at the end of the aloe collection and the spiked cabbage tree. The forest lilies are blooming there. These lovely soft pink flowers are great for shady spots in the garden as long as they're good drainage, and they even look great when the flowers transition to the seed pods. These plants are native to South Africa. If you head out to the big Brazilian pepper tree at the corner of Tram Road and the Service Road, the lilac plants on the corner are in glorious full bloom. The sweet scent around them is one of the best of the springtime, and this is the week to smell them. An interesting note about lilac is that it's the state flower of New Hampshire. There's also wonderful California lilac that's not a true lilac, but it is currently blooming throughout the garden. The true name is ceanothus, and the prolific blooms come in shades of blue and have a sweet smell all their own. There's also the beautiful sapphire dragon tree. You have to take a good look at this tree. It is the loveliest tree of the garden and smells incredible. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.